Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Matthew Onby back on the show. Matthew is a great member of our Brain Trust, VP of Human Resources at Aflac, a great company, and I've done business with over the years many times and have gotten to know them. And Matthew, we've got to know about Matthew, and we still like him. Matthew, welcome back.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate your business.
Good to have you back. So I love the studies that you guys do. I was telling the audience about it in the earlier part of the hour that we have so many great resources. Folks who, like yourself and Aflac, who spend the time and the money to go out and ask people, you know, what's going on, what's happening to you in different areas, you know, in your case, workforce and the benefits world, and we have a bunch of others, and these are great resources for us as business owners to be able to hear what other people are saying, our peers are saying across the country, and to be able to sort of match up our own experiences with these studies. So we thank you for doing it and for sharing it with us.
Well, you're welcome. You know, we've been doing this about 5 years, and you know, it's given us great insight not only into what employees are thinking, but certainly what small business leaders and owners are doing as they adapt to the fluctuations in the economy and other issues that occur. It gives us, I think, a unique picture that small business owners can use to access and perhaps even inform the decisions they'll make throughout the year. So we're excited about it. There's lots of great information in the report this year.
Well, one of the things that I know that you guys point out in this study is that the next big benefits challenge is going to be health literacy. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we know and we've seen this trend, and I think you and I have talked about it a little bit before, is that people that are just not spending enough time dedicated to understanding the benefits that are offered to them, as well as understanding the benefits that aren't offered to them. That's just as important. We know that people spend more time looking for a television or decisions on their vacations than they do thinking about their benefits. On average, people are spending about 15 minutes per year on benefits, which is kind of shocking when you think about the cost of benefits in general. So the one thing that employers can do and small business owners can do is provide access to information, not only just at annual enrollment, but throughout the year to make people keep the information in front of people so they can make effective healthcare decisions.
Well, and show people how to be healthcare customers, healthcare consumers, not just patients, and also how to think about not just healthcare, but healthcare prevention by thinking about wellness issues.
Absolutely. Well, wellness is super popular. It continues to be popular. And you know, we see that because the cost of healthcare rises, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10% a year if you look in the not so distant past. And obviously the more well you are, the less in need of healthcare insurance that you will be. You know, but we also see the need for supplemental insurance, and we talk about this a lot when we talk to you, as a part of a small business's comprehensive benefits program. We know that almost 60% of employees are likely to accept lower pay for better benefits. And so employers are incented to offer better benefits, more comprehensive plans, which we believe include the supplemental aspect. I mean, the supplemental aspect is important as higher deductible plans become more and more common, as plans become
and they're more targeted, aren't they? They're more targeted to what's on the mind of the employee, and what's going on in their lives.
They are. And people don't realize that, you know, there are some things that major medical insurance was never designed to cover in the first place.
Right.
Which is why you have to improve that literacy and connect people. And like you said, the people need to become benefits consumers because they're paying for it. They may not see it directly,
right.
You know, as a bill because it comes out of this payroll deduction many times, in a half percentage here or there, and you just don't understand it. But they have to connect to the fact that they're spending thousands of dollars a year on a service, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and this is the thing that I've said for a long time. If you really want to reform healthcare, the correct way to get America on the right track with regard to paying for healthcare is by making people more educated, more aware of their options, and less dependent upon any one organization, even the employer or the government. Hold on to that thought. Matthew Owenby and I will be right back. And we got more to come on this study, the executive workforce.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.